Well, hello, welcome back to the Wine Muse. Today, we're extremely happy to have Wayne Bailey, the grower and winemaker for Youngberg Hill in McMinnville, Oregon. And Wayne is going to talk to us about a couple of wines, both white, and also some vineyard practices. Welcome to the show, Wayne. How are you today?
Welcome. Thank you. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day here in McMinnville, Oregon.
Oh, wonderful. You know, that is beautiful country. Absolutely gorgeous. What a wonderful place to live.
It is indeed. We've got the mountains, the ocean, and sunshine. And, you know, the perception that it rains here all the time is far from the truth. In fact, we don't get any rain from June through October, typically. So we're basking in the sun right now.
Ooh, nice.
Well, we've been pretty happy to have a couple of your wines to taste. We have both whites. We have the 2014 Aspen Pinot Gris, and we also have the 2014 Pinot Blanc. Could you tell us about those wines?
Yes. First of all, the 2014 vintage was a great vintage for the Willamette Valley. We had an early spring. We had a warm season. And we actually harvested a couple of weeks earlier than normal. And as a result, the wines tend to be very fruitful, very robust in flavor profile, and just rich with a lot of complexity. The Pinot Gris is a state-grown fruit that was planted back in 2006. The Pinot Gris is an all stainless steel fermentation. It does not go into oak barrels at all. It is not does not go through a malolactic fermentation. Hmm. So as a result, this is a very fresh, crisp, clean wine. It's got a little bit of residual sugar, and so I always like to pair it with more spicy foods like Thai and Indian curry.
Mm-hmm.
The Pinot Blanc is a very, very different wine. It is actually fruit that I purchased from a neighbor of mine, still here in the McMinnville AVA. And it is fermented in stainless as well. However, we ferment that down to 0% residual sugar, so it's a very dry wine. We call it a bone dry wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put it in neutral oak barrels for 2 months. And that's not to impart any oak characteristics on the wine. It is only to allow the wine to age in the barrel, which gives it a little bit fuller mouthfeel and a nice round finish.
So what do you like to pair with the Pinot Blanc?
Oh, the Pinot Blanc is always crab cakes with a mango sauce.
Oh, wow. Mm. That sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Now, you're the vineyard that you manage and the wine that you make, I was reading a little bit on your site, you're organic, you're salmon safe, and you're moving to sustainable and biodynamic. Is that correct?
We've actually been practicing biodynamics now for 3 years. We're in our fourth year now. Yes. Okay. And we do not irrigate, which surprises a lot of people. Even though we don't get any rain during the summer, our aquifer is 100% saturated going into the growing season, and we're able to sustain the vineyard without having to irrigate. And that's nice because you get a little bit more variability because we're in a cool climate and because we don't irrigate. Year to year, you get that that larger amount of variability, somewhat like you do in Burgundy.
Wow. Hmm.
Okay. You know, we need to have you back to talk about some of these sustainable biodynamic practices. That's a different topic that Lynn and I have been wanting to address.
It is, and I could go on all forever and ever
right,
on
right.
that one.
Well, since we're talking, though, about these two wines today, Pinot Gris being gray and Pinot Blanc being white, what are the, besides that, what are the differences in these two grapes? They both have Pinot, but they, one's white and one's grayish, but what are the characteristics of those varietals?
The Gris tends to be a little bit more of a citric characteristics, having more lemon, lime, grapefruit on some occasions, you know, and kind of on that vibe. The Pinot Blanc tends to be more pear, watermelon, sometimes from variants from year to year, possibly a little bit of grapefruit, but tends to have more tree fruit characteristics.
Good to know. Good to know. And we want to talk a little bit about the winery, too, just the beautiful setting you have and the inn and the elopement package. For all those people who want to save their parents the cost of having to do a big wedding or put that money in their pocket, you have an elopement package.
Sounds like you've got maybe a certain interest in that.
Well, my daughter's getting married this summer, and I'm thinking of talking her into it.
Well, it actually goes back to something that my wife and I did. We eloped, over 15 years ago. And so we just really enjoyed that, and we did it in wine country, and we did it at a winery. And so we thought, well, what a neat thing to be allow, you know, others to do that. And we've got such a, as you mentioned, gorgeous site, great views all the way around, that it just makes it very conducive. So you go up to the top of our highest block of vines, which are 25 years old, and we've got a rope swing up there and a park bench, and you know, it's just a fabulous setting, and you've got the vineyard as your backdrop and things. So, it just nice for a nice quiet affair to slip through, and you know, you can have a 4, 5, or 10, or 12 guests come and join you and celebrate with a bottle of champagne and no fuss, no muss.
And a justice of the peace also. That's, I mean, you got it all.
Yes, that's correct.
You just have to show up.
Yep.
How much better does it get?
It.
No, my husband and I eloped too. So, and also William and his wife eloped. So we're all three elopees.
So we know how to do it.
That's we do, right. And you know what you're doing there. I caught on to that immediately when I went to your site. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is genius. So anybody out there who's getting married this summer, go to youngberghill.com and check out the elopement package. But you also do the traditional weddings, too, for up to 300 guests, I noticed, for those people.
Yes, yeah, we do, yep.
Wayne, for our listeners that aren't familiar with where McMinnville, Oregon is, how far is that from Portland?
It's 35 miles due south of Portland, south and a little bit to the west. So it's right down I-5 and 99, very easy to get from. And there are 316 wineries in the Willamette Valley, all specializing, of course, in Pinot Noir, Pinot Gris, and Chardonnay. And there are just within our vicinity, within a 20-minute drive, there's about 150 of those wineries.
Aha. So plenty of wines to sample.
Sounds fun. So sounds
there
fun.
Is. It'll take you a couple of days, yeah.
A couple of days.
Well, William and I are putting together a show on wines at weddings today, actually, later today. And so I'm going to make sure we give a shout-out to your winery, because this is wine season. You have great wines that could be on in the summer wine category for weddings or for your boat or your house or your wherever you're at. And you also, if you are planning a marriage, can go there to the winery and get that done too. You do it all.
And if you just want to come out and enjoy wine country.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Wayne, thank you so much for introducing the wine today and coming on talking to us. And we would like to have you back on to do the biodynamics and possibly other
topics.
Oh,
I'd love to do that.
Okay. We're going to take you up on that.
Okay.
Okay, cheers.
Have a great day out there in
Oregon.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Cheers.
Summertime.
Bye.
Hello.